It is another Saturday morning in the mighty 790 KFGO, and it is time again for the award-winning, highly profitable, incredibly entertaining Mike McFeely Outdoor Show on the mighty 790.
I gotta listen. When's that on? I want to hear this. What station?
We're on right now.
KFGO. Oh.
That's the voice of Doug Lear, Smart Aleck, game and fish guy, and also the friend on Tom Wynn and Friends. And even that's kind of marginal, to be honest with you. But anyway, we'll talk some outdoors here for the next hour up until noon, and then eventually we will give way on this radio station for the mighty Bison. The mighty Bison going to lovely, beautiful downtown Terre Haute, Indiana. Not as the Bison take on the Sycamores of Indiana State. Doug, I'm guessing 56-0 today for the Bison over the mighty Sycamores, or what?
In the first half.
Yeah,
that's the first half. Remember the old Saturday Night Live? Was it Bears 72, Packers treat?
Ditka. Jesus or Ditka?
When you
big Jesus or little Jesus? Big Jesus.
Ditka. I don't even know. You know, I'm just such a North Dakota hillbilly. I haven't spent more than like 2 weeks out of North Dakota in my life, and not planning on doing that anyway. But
Terre Haute,
Indiana. The places that the Bison have taken you throughout your career, where does Terre Haute
ranks somewhat near the bottom. The worst is still Pine Bluff, Arkansas. That was the Division II women's basketball championship back like in 2000 or something like that. They used to have the Division II championship game in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Why it's there, who knows, whatever. But that was a Pine Bluff. Torrey Hunter, the former Twins outfielder, is from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He used to call it Pine Box, Arkansas.
Ouch.
Because he just wanted to get out of Pine Bluff, not being in a pine box. That's how rough Pine Bluff was.
There was another place I know you've referenced before, like some places there in Louisiana that was a bad one too, or
that wasn't so bad. Well,
where was like
that was Bourbon Street was where I had.
Well, I was thinking of Natchez or was it?
No, it was it Houma or Nacogdoches?
I think that's what I was thinking of.
That wasn't such a bad place. I mean, how good can rural Louisiana be? Let's be honest here. Not like rural North Dakota, rural Minnesota. It's just a different world, okay? Loved it. It was great. Whatever. But that was more the trip. That was the time that the plane, I was working for the Forum at the time, and we all jumped on the company plane, and somewhere over South Dakota, the windshield cracked in the company plane flown by Keith Corliss. I think some of you know from West Fargo land.
Yep.
So we had to turn around. We had to drive up to Grand Forks, jump on a different plane, fly down to Louisiana, and then take back roads via a rented van that didn't have brakes, driven by Jack Michaels, to Houma, Louisiana, or Nacogdoches, or whatever the heck it was. It was a mess. And then later that night, Jeff Kolpak and I and the gang went out to Bourbon Street, and that's a whole different story that we don't need to talk about.
Right, is that now when Jeff got popped, cold cocked or something?
No, that was down in the Twin Cities.
Oh, okay. So the Twin Cities don't even make the bottom five, huh?
No, not even close.
Gosh, I remember, again, I'm so horrible with names that are not like Windmere and, you know, the North Dakota ones. Terre Haute. I sent a lot of checks to Terre Haute. I think that's where it was, either Columbia or BMG. When you get those free 10 CDs
one. Yes.
I think it was BMG. BMG had the little stickers, and you'd have to pick up. You'd have to, you know, by the time you got down to like CD number 12 or 14, mm-hmm. you were picking out the Bengals' greatest hits or something like that. But they went to Terre Haute, because I remember writing that on the outside of the envelope going, what? I just had this vision of this big, huge, like, pole barn or warehouse or machine shop with all these people stuffing CDs of Steve Perry.
I think that there's a federal prison in Terre Haute. So
seriously?
I think so. I think a big federal prison is in Terre Haute. I might be wrong in that, but there's been a lot of federal prisons in towns that NSU goes to for football. Terre Haute, it's got to be French for green earth, right? Terre is earth, and Haute is, I think, green in French. It's in southern Indiana. Actually, I think southwestern Indiana, which is pretty much the south. It's a Midwest state, but the northern part of it, Indianapolis North, is kind of Midwest. you get south of there, it's kind of the south. You're in Kentucky territory when you get down that way. So,
in some of my crack research with Tom Winning friends this week, we were able to determine that Terre Haute is the alma mater. Everybody remembers, you know, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yes.
But did you know Burl Ives?
Oh, no.
Burl Ives. So we spun Burl Ives tunes for most of the week this morning.
So that's
honor.
Some newer music.
Some new,
for,
yeah, it was
for
really,
Tom Winn. Some, yep. Some modern music.
Billboard Top 50 of 1952.
That's gold by Burl Ives, by the way, being from Terre Haute is gold.
John Wooden. John Wooden Indiana State alumnus. Tommy John. He of the Tommy John surgery.
Of the surgery?
Yep.
Boy, Terre Haute has people. Seem to want to get out of Terre Haute quickly.
Yeah, there you go.
Quickly and accomplish
never
things.
Come back.
Should we talk some outdoors or should we talk Terre Haute, Indiana?
I suppose we'll talk.
And we just have a couple minutes left in this segment, and we can certainly get back to it. But you and I were talking off the air, Doug, and I've noticed this too, that you know I try to do the right thing, on whether it's on my blog, whether it's on this
not
radio show.
What your wife
show.
Says, but different story.
I'm just going to ignore that and move on. Whether it's on this radio show, when it comes to promoting conservation and promoting doing things in the outdoors the right way, as opposed to just let's go yeehaw and shoot a deer and hold it up to the camera like they do in Terre Haute, Indiana. I try to do some different things. And what I'm getting is not a lot of feedback. I'm trying to talk about, you know what, CRP is going away. What can we do? Can we call our representatives? Can we call our congressmen? I'm talking about zebra mussels. They're ruining our lakes in Minnesota. They're going to be in. They're already in Lake Winnipeg, for goodness sakes.
Right.
What can? And I get no. It's like it's crickets out there when I talk about these things. Does anybody care?
And you're right because you are probably one of, and not just because you're sitting next to me. I mean, the product speaks for itself. You are one of the few conservation communicators that puts a priority on the future of the outdoors that doesn't just simply revolve around the right to bear arms and gun rights and how do we get more pheasants on the landscape, mm-hmm. how do we get bigger deer, how do we catch bigger fish. Obviously, people go fishing so they catch fish and they go hunting because they want to shoot something. They want to have something to shoot with and something to shoot at. But the, you know, the real threats from the future that could use a little bit more support are things like the fight against aquatic invasive species, ANS, zebra mussels, the conversion of habitat from native prairie into cropland, the loss of CRP. And there's so many of those. And I do, in all sincerity, you are one of the few conservation communicators that has actually taken the time and from blogs to on air to social media have brought it to the front, and I notice the lack of engagement as well. And I know I'm probably, you know, patting you on the back too much and taking up too much time. Maybe I should, you know, continue with the discussion after we pay the bills through some breaks.
Well, no, yeah, and we can do that, but it's an interesting discussion because it's a case where it just I feel passionate about it, and I think you are passionate about it because I think need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about it, and we'll figure out, and I think we've already answered it, nobody seems to care, and it's depressing. I feel like I live in Terre Haute. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Back in a couple of seconds.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes wheat.